Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, and welcome to Real Talk Radio Open Mic Night with Brian and Hope. And we have our special guest tonight, Miss Eva, our Infinite Source Angel. Thank you for joining us. How are you doing tonight, ladies?
I'm doing very well, Miss Eva.
You're always
groovy.
Yeah. Brian, did you load that up to the studio, that song, or did you just put your phone
Yeah,
up
I just
there
found
it.
In, I just found it in the studio.
Oh, okay.
I like
okay,
it.
I had no clue. I had no clue it was in there. So.
Yeah, I did a little digging the other day.
Oh, okay, good.
A little studying.
Cool, cool, cool.
Gotta have that time. Gotta get that. Gotta get it right. Can't
yeah,
get our message out properly if it's not done right.
Must be under Christmas music.
I didn't look under category. I was just scrolling through music.
Yeah, I got to get in there and organize that a little bit
and
better.
And that one I just happened to know, and I know I like so.
Ka-ching, one song that Brian likes out of, what, 500 or more?
So far.
I have no idea how many songs are in the studio, but I'm sure a lot of them are mislabeled, too. So.
I'm just picky about the music I choose to represent a message. Because our message is right now our kids are in danger.
Our kids are in danger, we're in danger, and...
Well, for me, I'm probably as close to the end of my existence as I'm going to get, so I'm not worried about me. I'm more worried about my two daughters.
Yeah, can I quickly touch on this subject, okay?
Yeah.
Everybody is... you know, paying attention to this, the right hand right now, you know, the eclipse and if it's going to happen, it's inevitable. It's going to happen. Okay?
Yes.
There's nothing that we can do about it. But if we just gaze across the horizon at the left hand, Ukraine is getting into NATO, and this is something that we can prevent.
Well, I'm going to give
and
you
do
a little
something
bit of an
about
update to, because I keep an eye on Israel and I keep an eye on those guys over there through flight patterns and keeping an eye on the military transponders on a flight app that I have.
I've been watching a lot of bad things
happening on that radar.
Yeah, and but people, you know, it's just the eclipse, okay? If it's going to happen the way that people are predicting that it's going to happen, you know, be afraid. Well, you better get right with God, period. No
exactly.
ifs, ands, or buts about it.
It doesn't matter if it's going to be an eclipse or right. You need to get right with God, period.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, but again, like I said, that if it is inevitable, if it's meant to be, and if it is God's will, you better get right by God. But this stuff that is going on, because we're basically screwed if Ukraine becomes part of NATO, because that way,
well, that,
you know.
The reason I see them doing that right now is to try to force Putin's hand to stop what he's doing. But I don't think that's what's going to happen. I think that's going to piss him off, and he's going to light a candle.
It's not going to happen the way that they predict, because Putin is not one to be punked, period.
Nope.
You can't punk him around.
Nope.
And you know, the evildoers, the Satanists that are in charge of this crap, Ola, and they're itching to get us into World War III, itching for that. And
well,
and
no, Hope is getting ready for an invasion up there in Canada right about now.
Oh yeah, for sure. And
what was that number, Hope?
You know,
we're expecting 500,000 people in the town of 132,000.
Oh,
and we're
yeah.
right,
you know,
in the path of the eclipse, right? So, you know, most of what's going to happen is going to be man-made chaos.
Oh yeah,
they need it to happen. They want it to happen. Look what on the news. Well, was it John D. Roberts? Is that who said it? Well, it's not over yet because we have the eclipse earthquake happening on Monday. This was what yesterday he said it on the news.
Yeah, I don't think he
no, he said it. I quoted him. I quoted that man. I made sure I listened to it like 10 times so that I got it right. Okay, so there's an earthquake plan because the eclipse is, the past is the fault line now of this New Jersey, New York, whatever. But we had an earthquake here. They had one last year. We felt it here. It's not new. It happened before. So whatever they got planned, if they do, it's going to be an earthquake
and
chaos.
I saw
and
that post.
Terrorist,
there was a comment on that
the
post
terrorist
that said,
warning?
Did this guy realize he was still on TV?
That's right. Yeah, that I did. I spit my drink out. That I posted a meme to that one, and it was absolutely true. I covered my phone. they don't even care anymore. They really don't even care. The truth just slips out, and we're just going to ignore it and move on because, you know, the next distraction is in your face 5 seconds later.
Yep.
It's all distraction. It's all distraction.
Exactly. Exactly.
And
you
they
know,
want...
But they're,
yeah, but what I'm worried about is how far of a distraction are they willing to go to?
Oh, well, they're prepared for an angrier world. Klaus has said it. He stated it on video for his Great Reset video. I shared it today. Like, I know people aren't on Twitter. There is a plan called the Great Reset, the Fourth Industrial Revolution. Klaus Schwab, he wrote it. You can look it up. It's 172 pages, that Fourth Industrial Revolution, I think it is. And it's worth the read because that man is doing so much. He's got them all going to that World Economic Forum. They're all involved. Just look at their partners. You can look up who's donating to him. And then
that dude
Prince Charles
is literally the epitome of an evil James Bond villain.
Yeah, well, Prince Charles with COP 26, he says they need trillions of dollars at their disposal and a large military-style campaign to usher in the climate change and technology crap that they want going on. They've been investing for years. Where is all the money going? That's where it's going, to all this shit that's not, oh, pardon me, that's not going to stop. They're not, they haven't stopped yet. They just kept on rolling, and everybody
and
is arguing over.
As long as they can.
Yeah, well, they use us mind, body, and soul, and then throw us away at 65, but they can work till 90, and they're not functioning cognitively, and they die on the bench or the in Congress
pardon
or
my
wherever.
Friend, sitting in a chair, shitting in their diaper.
Well, excuse me. It is. It's totally pure insanity, and it's not like we haven't been warned. Okay, Agenda 21. Okay, that's already passed, and when it was nearing 2022. That's when they started changing it to Agenda 21/2030 because they figured that by the year 2030, they were going to have it completed. And but we threw a monkey wrench into their plans, you know, not to be racist or anything by throwing a monkey wrench in there. But,
they didn't expect the resistance they got.
Exactly. But these people, excuse me, are totally, completely insane.
Uh-huh.
Insane people. Because they want to erase God, and they want to become God.
Want to know the funny thing is?
Let's see, in 2018... They put out in 2018 their SDG plan for that 2030 to get it all done and over with. It wasn't going very well. It was very slow progress. People weren't buying in. And then COVID happened. And Trudeau stated that the COVID provided, the pandemic provided an opportunity for a reset. And look at how quickly everything changed. Oh, they got a lot of stuff pushed through, didn't they? All these Green New Deals and all EVs and batteries and Elon Musk, Starlink and DOD contracts or friggin' GPS and all this crap, the surveillance system. They're all linked together. They just switch sides when it's appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Like he goes on the other side, Mr. Musk. And then all of a sudden, oh, I'm all for free speech. Okay, are you now? All right, look at my pretty rockets. Never mind about the robots I'm making that are going to take your jobs. No, so don't look this way.
Exactly.
I'm so frustrated.
You're 100%.
Sorry.
You're 100% correct, Hope, because that's what it is. You know, they figured that they had to drop back and punt, so they changed the names of all these things. It's like the pharmaceutical companies putting aspartame into everything. You know, aspartame causes cancer, period. No ifs, ands, or buts. And it's used as an artificial sweetener. And when they first of all created aspartame, it was in the category of rocket fuel. Then they discovered how sweet it was and decided to use it in sweetening our food.
So, yep, artificial sweeteners.
And people just, they don't get it. And I'm so thankful to God, thank you again, Lord, that I am allergic to aspartame.
Yeah.
And all artificial sweeteners I'm allergic to. So it's just, these people are psychopaths, and they want to eliminate God, and they want to be God. That's what the bottom line is.
Oh, yes,
people,
they do.
You have to resist. You have to resist
on every street corner, because if we don't resist, we're doomed. We are doomed. You know, there's so much bullshit going on. Calm down, calm down. there's so much bullshit going on, you know, and that's another thing. They intended it that way, is to keep us distracted and throw this at us and throw that at us, throw this at that in front of us, that in back of us, to keep us, you know, on edge and not knowing where to go. I'm dumbfounded as to why we are not marching in the streets. Just for the mere fact of January 6th. My goodness gracious.
Well,
Donald Trump hit the nail on the head when he said, you know what? They're not necessarily coming after me. They're coming after you. And you betcha. 100% they're coming after us.
Oh, yeah.
And what are we going to... When are we going to get off our lackadaisical asses and do something about this? When our happy butts are being marched off to the re-education camps? Is that when we
when
get involved?
When they start trying, most likely.
Yeah, but see, that's what they want. But you got to remember, they're prepared for the pushback. They're definitely prepared for a pushback. So what happens if people just stop and get together and live their lives? Like, I mean, you could grow a garden. I mean, it's summer now. You know how much food we could have by fall?
They do not want you to live your life if they do not control your life.
So then let's just do it. Who cares? Why do we need their permission?
Okay.
I got to hail to the king to live my life? I don't want to do it anymore. I'm done.
You have a certain point there, Hope, because you are right to a certain extent. But like I keep telling everybody, they cannot arrest us all. My goodness gracious, you have a great grandmother. Because she prayed at the Capitol, they're going to throw her in the hoop scout?
This is so...
insane.
But yet there's pedophiles and drug addicts like the Bidens and murderers like the Clintons still walking free.
But that's okay, Brian.
Because
they're the ones that are pushing.
They want to jail us for pre-crime up here, for Lord's sake.
Yeah.
We might commit a hate crime. Oh my goodness me! Like, this is crazy.
But when you analyze it, they've been doing that for years and years and years, though, Hope. Because look at all the people, Enrique, Terrio, the one who started Proud Boys, okay, who isn't white.
I don't pay no attention to those jackasses. He's
Hispanic, okay, and the Proud Boys, there's nothing wrong with the Proud Boys. Okay, they aren't a bunch of radical people. Period. They're not. And, but they label them as white supremacists and stuff like that. And they have him attached to January 6th when he wasn't even freaking there. He's in prison for that.
You can't try to preserve your white heritage without being called a racist.
If they can identify you there at the Capitol on January 6th, you will go to jail one way or another.
And I'll use Orrin Troyer as an example. Mm-hmm. Okay, Orrin Troyer, he does things with Alex Jones, and he was the only thing that he did. Was yell out 1776. That's the only thing that he did. And they arrested him. He was in jail for either 4 or 6 months. Okay? just for saying that. This is, like I said, you know, when are we
if they're going to put a 70-year-old grandmother in prison for praying there, they're going to put that guy in prison?
For praying, people. Are you listening to what we are saying? Praying. This poor woman, I tell you, this is so crazy to me. It's so
insane. Well, see, that's what they're
going to
do. They're going to make sure anybody that they connect, they can connect with January 6th as a dissident, they are going to put through hell.
Well, you know, to a certain degree,
from standing out. It's to scare people.
Exactly.
It is to terrify people. They don't want it to happen to them. You don't want to be this person, do you? And that it's
100%. 100%.
They did it with the Emergencies Act up here, freezing bank accounts and stuff. It stopped it dead in its tracks. Nothing was done after that. Not a damn thing.
There's this one gentleman that has been imprisoned for 4 years because of this. 4 freaking years. No, hasn't been charged with one crime. Where is the due process? There is no due process. But this is the thing that gets me, is that, okay, there are... All the people that are in the military that I know of are going to stand with We the People. Period. Okay, they are not going to stand with the government. And so we have them on our side.
Why do you think they let so many illegals in? They've got to let others in that'll stand with them.
But
right?
you also have to remember, Hope, that a lot of our military is not in the United States right now. What military is in the United States right now is foreign military.
Yes.
Just the way that they planned
military.
It. Okay, just the way that they planned it. Via the UN. And that's it. And then look at the illegals that are coming over here right now. They're okay. I should save this for a common sense show. But you know, these people that are coming over here illegally, they are deputizing them, you know, putting them into police positions and stuff like that to use against us. Now, they're getting guns. They're allowed to have guns. But we have to fight tooth and nail to protect our Second Amendment. And this is, you know, every time I post something about
Have you taken a look at your local district judges down there, your trial court judges?
Oh.
Have you taken a look at them, that link I showed you?
Oh.
Most of them are Democrats.
Oh,
Soros-funded.
You're right. And that's another thing, is why haven't we put a stop to George Soros's funding?
Why hasn't the world court? Why hasn't any other country taken that law into their hands?
Well, because, you know, and you brought up a valid, good point there, Brian, because, you know, how many countries has George Soros ruined? Totally.
He's been
completely
designated a terrorist in how many countries, but nobody does anything about it.
Let me rephrase that. How many countries has George Nazi Soros funded to destroy?
Pretty much everyone that's been destroyed in modern era.
Exactly. And the United States was on his list, too. No, he's mm-hmm. put a big, huge
dent in. Oh,
that was
high on his list. I would say number one.
Well, right now it's number one.
It has been for quite some time.
You know, and it is, and all these commie crats, a.k.a. Democrats, you know, and Republicans alike, you know, I'm not going to just subject it to the Democrats because it's the Republicans, too. They're making grip loads of money off of this.
That's
somebody,
the key. They're making
typing.
Money.
And yeah, and it's ridiculous. This is all very much preventable, but we have to get organized. We the people need to get organized, and we the people need to take back our United States, our Canada. Yes. My Canada too, Hope. you know, it's we the people of the world. Because there is no doubt, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We the people of the world outnumber them, period.
Oh, by far.
So you know, you have I don't know what you want to call Klaus Schwab, as far as like him dressing up in garter belts and bustiers and stuff like that. I mean, he's a freak.
Deviant.
He's a
deviant.
He's a demon freak. Okay, and you know, just like the Baphomet.
I got a question for you, two ladies.
What's that?
You ever seen, I know you have, Hope. Eva, have you ever seen the Game of Thrones?
No.
All right, then Hope will know exactly who I'm talking about. This guy reminds me of, you know, the eunuch Varys?
Oh, no, yeah.
He reminds
right.
me of the evil version of him.
I can see that. I can see that, yeah. 100% I can see that.
I think Schwab's a good.
But see, that's what we're living in. We're living in their fantasy world. That's what people
uh-huh.
need to understand. It's not our world we're living in, or it is what we have created for them, piece by piece, bit by bit. We've given them everything that they've ever wanted: vacations, food, jewelry, art, history, basically our souls. They
yeah.
get it all. They get it all, and still people
want
to vote into these systems. For what? What are they doing for us with these systems? They're going to vote all these people in, and how are you going to fix it? Is it going to stop? Are they going to chase down pharma? Are they going to do all these things? Because it all needs to be addressed, and the only way to get it done is to just freaking stop. Just stop.
Yep.
Go silent. Don't talk. Don't do anything. Don't do nothing. Nothing. Because they're not going to listen anyways. They're just going to what? Get the rubber bullets out and scare the people that in the back so they can turn tail and run and go home, and then we can just continue on?
Probably.
Because it'll happen. People will get scared. They use it. They will do some nasty stuff to humans to scare people.
You know, this is, they always have the boogeyman, you know, and like this conflict between Russia, go Russia, and Ukraine is, it's like, you know, people are like, oh my gosh, Russia attacked Ukraine, blah, 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 blah. You know what? Negative.
Russia
you
attacked
know,
Ukraine
look
because
into
of history. 8 biolabs over there.
Look into history, and you find out exactly what is going on. This should not have come as a surprise to anybody.
Nope.
Russia threatened
like
that.
Off? The people that want all this stuff, they want their all the people that want their transhumanism and their big cities and their lights and their flash and whatever it is, can't they just go live and then leave the rest of us alone? Like, do we really have to be part of it? Like, can't we just say no? Can we opt out? Like, I don't...
But actually, we do hope, because it shows their superiority. So yeah.
Let them have it. Like, go live your life. Like, go. Let me go trace by the woods, by the creek, and friggin' run with my dog all day and grow food and, like, ride a horse. Like, I'm good. I would spend my life gladly like that. I don't. What am I getting here? Like,
no,
what are you getting out of this? Like, going to work for them, making them rich?
They can't allow that, because then you wouldn't have to rely on them, and they wouldn't be able to charge you for anything.
Exactly.
Well, then, so?
You know, you're a worker bee.
Can we fight for that? Like, all the people that want that, can we all get together and, like, actually fight for that then? Can
well,
you have something to stand
bee.
Up for and give our kids a better lives? So our kids are turned into robots with the gene editing that they want to do? Like, if they edit the embryo, the germline is changed, and every generation underneath gets that edit. Every generation. And they're doing it with the embryos. They've been doing it since at least 2015. They're editing genes, and they're learning how. They have all the gene drive files. I've shared them on every single living thing. And then you've got the GMO seeds and the GMO plants and the GMO this and the GMO that. And drought this, and climate change that, and we need this. It is so deep now.
Yeah, it sure is.
Yeah, but
and
that's the idea. You can't expect a layman or a regular person to understand all that. So they're not even going to bother trying.
Well, it's because they've been so dumbed down, and they're so fixated on, well, this is... It's rinse, lather, repeat in their life.
Sure.
That's all they see. That's all they know. And
they just update old tactics.
Because the government has done this to us. Like I mentioned before, I mentioned countless times, is that, you know, back in the 50s, my goodness gracious, you only needed one income. Pop went to work. Mom stayed home. She took care of the kids in the house, and life was good. You had dinner at the dinner table with the whole family. Everybody had discussed their days. Life was good, and you had lawn darts.
Remember those things? Oh my God!
Yeah. You had lawn darts. Life is good.
Shuffleboard.
You had to have some guts to play lawn darts.
Oh, you did. That might know. Horseshoes were deadly too. Oh my goodness, they were solid.
Are you kidding me? You would have probably done better to shoot an arrow straight up in the air and stand there and just wait to see where it hits.
Okay, I can shoot a bow. I'll show you a bow.
Don't forget to tie a gasoline dipped rag onto the end of that arrow, Brian. You know, life was good. As long as your kids came home with the
ten fingers, you gotta watch that.
Life was good.
That's what we have.
Are you bleeding? How bad? No, that doesn't
matter.
No,
mom and dad thought we were 2 blocks away. We were 20 miles away. I saw a comment on X the other day that couldn't put our generation growing up any better. We were literally feral children.
which is also true. You
That's
know,
no shit.
We were a lot of us were latchkey kids. You know, if your parents got a divorce, you were a latchkey kid.
Yeah.
That's one thing I'm so glad I was blessed with. My mom and dad were together from the day they were younger to the day my pop passed.
And that is great, Brian. Not all of us.
I've always felt very blessed about that because a lot of my friends and stuff, their mom and dads are divorced, and I've seen all the kind of crap that they had to go through. And then I watched my mom and dad get into a fight, in the house, and next thing I know, my dad's walking up behind my mom, pinching her in the butt while she's cooking or something like that, It's like,
I came from a divorced parents, okay? But their divorce, for one thing, they started it when I was 3 years old. I'm the baby of the family. They started it when I was 3 years old and didn't end it till 5 years later, okay? They weren't fighting over anything. Everything was amicable. And it was the smoothest divorce I believe that I've ever come across in my entire life. I mean, my pops came over to the house. Of course, my mom got the house because my dad just like, here, you take the house. And they shared custody of us kids. And my dad came over for holidays. He came over every single weekend to take us kids wherever we wanted to go. I mean, really, truly, I couldn't have asked for a better divorce. And, but my dad knew his place. He always was the breadwinner. And although my mom did work when he was shipped overseas and stuff, but still, my dad took responsibility for us kids and put us through parochial school, and not saying that that was the best situation in the world, because...
Well, back then it was.
Back then it was. You're right, Brian. But, it was... but back in the days, in the 50s, you only needed one income, and you had a house, you had a car, you did family vacations, you did the whole nine.
I was born just after, just when the Vietnam War started to come to an end, like 4 years before, when they started bringing all the other guys home. I was a youngster when they started bringing the guys home from Vietnam. They never finished bringing them all home.
Yeah, and that's when they started the PSYOP for the Summer of Love. What was her name? Margaret Singer or whatever? She went in the magazine telling all the women to not be wives anymore and go live free and, sleep around and go work for, you're not depressed at home.
That was Gloria.
Margaret Singer started Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, that's right. Pardon me, I got that wrong. But anyway,
woman that started Planned Parenthood.
They've been destroying the family unit since the 70s. Was that 68 or 69 came out in Miss Magazine? You know what I mean?
For sure.
You're somehow less oppressed working 8 to 10 hours for a man, a woman, whoever, a company that has no interest in your well-being whatsoever other than how well you perform, than being at home taking care of your husband and your kids in the house and doing whatever. Oh my God, there's so many things you could do during the day. This is oppressive, being at home.
That was all part of the plan, though, too, because Gloria Steinem, she was CIA. It was CIA that started this woman's movement. I'm a feminist.
She wanted more money. I can do anything
that a man can do, with the exception of impregnate a woman.
But
nowadays,
they don't want to do everything a man can do. It's not equal rights they're fighting for.
They're not. These people, are so doggone mixed up and confused. They don't even know what they are. Regardless of what you believe, people. Okay, because there is a big, huge difference between thinking and knowing, and a huge difference. And you know, you may female. People that are born a female, you're going to die a female. People that are born a male, you're going to die a male. Every once in a while, you have the fluke person that is born both sexes, okay?
Okay.
And like Jamie Lee Curtis. But the bottom line is, you know, this is biology 101. You know, you're born a female. You're going to die a female. You're born a male. You're going to die a male, period. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. So, the little...
I think firemen carry a lot of weight, but if I seen a little woman like me coming up in a fireman suit come to save me or somebody in my family, I think I'd cry. Like,
I don't underestimate you ladies, because there is a young lady on our local fire department. There was a young lady fire department that I would probably trust with my life.
No, I can appreciate that. But up here, they don't have to pass. If you can pass the same test that the man has to pass, God bless you. Go for it. All the power to you. I'll trust you with my life. But if you have to have the test dumbed down a little bit so you can pass it, no, I'm sorry. You shouldn't get the job. You should be able to do the qualifications. And if you can, go for it. Woman, man, doesn't matter. But that's the standard. And that's what needs to be done.
I agree.
I don't think it should be
done, period.
Okay,
since you brought that up, Hope, I mean, I was reading this thing about air traffic controllers. Now, this is freaking scary, okay? I hate flying, okay? I really hate flying. But before, many years ago, I would do it. If need be, you know, if I needed to be someplace at a certain time, I would fly. Today, you'd have to, like, drug me to get on a plane. And I don't mean literally drag me. I mean drug me. Because that's the first place I would hit is the bar and get boozed up before I entered the airplane.
I'm sorry, sister, but you can't get me that drunk.
But
I've never been on a plane ever in my life. Nope, not once.
You remember the TV show 18? You remember B.A. Baracus?
Yeah.
You have to put my ass out to get me on a plane.
Okay, but the thing is,
my dad used
that...
to jump out of the perfectly good one. That's probably why.
No, that's probably why.
Okay, now back to my story. I was reading about air traffic controllers, and this has got to be the stupidest, scariest thing, one of the stupid and scariest things, because there's so many nowadays, is that, you know, this is part of their testing program. You know, when you were growing up as a child, did you have a dog? Yes or no? What was the dog's name? Then you'd fill in. These are the questions that they're giving you to become an air traffic controller. And none of this pertains to air trafficking whatsoever. So if they are asking these types of questions to complete their diversity hires, that's pretty doggone scary. You better be paying attention, folks, to what is going on. In fact, if anybody follows me on Twitter, I'm going to go ahead and post that. Actually, John Ward.
Draw out your handle there, too.
Huh?
Draw out your handle with it.
This is scary. My goodness gracious, what does me having me having a dog when I was a kid have to do with anything related to air traffic controlling?
I would imagine the only thing that the people who made up the test would say that they would look at it as part of a psychological profile.
Okay, no, Brian. This is just recently been added. This was not on the test before. Okay, so it wasn't part of their psychological evaluation. And big deal. That still, if some parents didn't allow their children to have animals. So,
to be honest, in this day and age, the way I've seen, from what I've seen on the news, if I had my pilot's license, had my experience, and I was going to go to apply for a pilot, before I applied for that pilot's job, I would have to ask the employer one question. Is your equipment safe enough for me to fly so I don't die?
Okay, but the point is that I'm trying to get across is that these questions, in order to pass you to be an air traffic controller, have absolutely nothing to do with psyche valves or anything. Period.
If you answer the question properly, you pass because of diversity.
They will pass you. It's kind of like the Common Core math. Okay, they're going to pass you if you have the wrong answer anyhow, because you know you get that participation trophy. That's the point that I'm getting across. So if anybody follows me on that thing that they call it, then I'm going to repost this, and it's going to be from John Ward, and it's pretty doggone scary. Because I've had people ask me, you know, hey, you want to go to such and such with me? And it's like, no, if I can't drive and have control over the situation, then forget it. I'll be more than happy to use my car, but I'm not going to fly. My goodness gracious.
If you don't follow Miss Eva, her handle is at Our Reality, all lowercase, 0011 or 011.
Yeah. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Brian. It is doggone scary. All this is scary. Diversity hires. Come on. What happened in those good old days where you had to actually earn your spot? It doesn't exist anymore.
They can literally pee down your back and tell you it's raining.
Exactly. Now we got Hope scared to death to even look at an airplane now.
I would never know. You know, I'll take a boat somewhere before I'll take a plane. Yeah, no. I've been terrified my whole life to get up in a new. But you know what? I want to go in a helicopter. I would go in a helicopter, but I don't want to be in a plane. I can't do that. Yeah, I would love to go up in a helicopter. I really would, but a plane? No.
I grew up in South Florida when I was a kid, and they used to have the little fairs come around to the towns, and they had the St. Lucie County Fair there. And you pay, it was like $100, but I helped set up and tear down, so I got the ride for free. And it was scary as hell. It was pretty cool. Adrenaline rush like you wouldn't believe.
I would love to. I know that sounds absolutely really strange, but you know, well, that's just me. So, hi.
but you know what? Thinking about it, Hope, I would rather go in a helicopter myself. And I've never been in a helicopter, but I have been in, you know, countless airplanes. But I'd feel, and I don't know if it's because you're actually like lower to the ground. I don't know what it is, but I'd feel much safer in a helicopter than I would an airplane.
Yeah, maybe because you could jump out, you know. There's something about being in the evac.
I remember the first time I ever took a flight in an airplane, and I asked where they kept the parachutes, and it's like everybody was laughing at me.
Yeah, I don't know, there's just something about that, you know, that option, you know, it appeals to me. I don't know, I'd be too happy having to do it, but, you know, just being able to say, okay, gotta go, see you later. So if anyone's coming to rescue me, come in a helicopter, please. I don't want to take a plane. Oh, I don't know what we're going to do up here. Yeah, 13, I think it is, yeah. It's not like I could high jump it or, you know, like long jump it. I think I'd miss, but there's a big force in the falls. I could give it a go. I don't know.
Well, let me put it to you this way. I made it from South Florida to Pennsylvania in 24 hours.
Well, I don't know how long that normally would take. Was that good?
I drove straight through. Most people would take a week.
You gotta be careful doing that. Always gotta be careful driving straight through like that. Go. Oh my goodness. Oh yeah, windows open, music blaring. Hope for the best.
No, nope, I just stopped a couple times for a few hours sleep and kept driving.
Yeah, yeah. Well, at least you stopped. That's just so important.
Well, yeah, I ain't I get tired, I'm gonna stop. I ain't putting myself or anybody else in danger. That's not gonna happen. I've been driving for 40 years, and I've only ever had two accidents in my life.
That's all right. My grandfather and uncle used to drive trucks, so I learned to drive from them, and I learned on a standard. So I learned the rules of the road from two men, and you know, I did
well.
That's
where I learned to drive. My dad, he was a truck driver for well over 50 years. He hit his million mile mark twice.
Oh, nice. Well, my uncle used to haul steel, like the steel beams. One of the guys, actually, there was an accident, and he had the beam come through the truck window. And, like, because after that, my uncle was like, do not stop because the guy stopped short. And they can't stop on a dime. They just can't. And it was horrific. And
yeah,
from that point on, like, he just moved cars with the truck. Like, if you're going to stop like that, you're getting out of my way. Like, he didn't, my aunt made him stop doing that, and they went to long hauling just food and stuff. But, yeah.
Yeah,
it was,
my dad, Price, you can name it. I think my dad hauled concrete. He hauled beer. That was a fun job.
Yeah, my grandfather was a beer. Yeah, grandpa was a beer. The pickle truck, too. It was the beer and pickle truck, bless him. Oh, God, yeah, back in the day. Oh. That's when they drove, too. No automatic back then. They had to go through their gears.
They didn't have them air rides yet, either.
No, yeah. Yeah, they got punished. And then they had the one-armed hand. You know, from the arms sticking out the driver's window, and then the other arms white like a fish. Oh, geez.
You felt every bump in that road.
Yeah, yeah.
But those field days, unfortunately, those days we're never going to get back, because our days and our parents' days will never be our children's days.
Those were the days, my friend. We thought they'd never end.
I get it. We just need to make it so that we're many, and how they don't know how to run the world. They do not know. We do. They can't run it by themselves. They need us. They desperately need us to just keep following.
They have the replacements now. You know,
even then, the replacements don't know how to do it right this second.
I think they do.
Like, we can't wait to do it.
But see, this is, it's all going to backfire. That's the whole thing. It will all backfire. And then, you know, they'll be kicking their asses because they may survive, you know, a couple of generations for them, they may survive. But then that's it because they'll never be sustainable. And I hate that word. I hate that word, sustainable.
Nothing is sustainable.
I think that was the first time I've ever used it in while speaking.
No, I can't say nothing is sustainable, but my faith in God is sustainable.
Okay, well, what about the Amish? What about the Amish?
The Amish, they're going to be disposed of, too. That's the whole thing. It's
okay, but they've
all
done
of
it.
Us.
But that's
they haven't done anything. They still have to deal with what we have to deal with.
No,
but what I mean is they have lived outside of the society. They have sustained themselves.
It's not impossible.
Really?
Oh,
that's what I'm yeah, that's what I mean.
It's not, and you are absolutely right. Look at the Amish; they don't depend upon, you know, vaccinations. They don't depend upon electricity. That, you know, some are more modernized than others.
But see here,
yeah.
if this current ideology keeps on and wins out, then it will no longer be sustainable. So in reality, it's not sustainable.
Well, they'll have their sustainability will be in a different class as to, say, the Amish's sustainability, okay? Because the Amish have done, you know, top-notch, stellar performance. But if they had let, you know, man step into their world, then they would have screwed the pooch.
Okay, let me rephrase it. It's sustainable if it's left alone to be sustainable.
There you go.
Okay. You're viewing.
If we really live in a free land, can't we just live free?
But Brian, you're taking it to the literal extent, okay? But sustainability is, like Hope has even brought up, you know, seeds and stuff like that. If they have all the seeds, then they're going to be pretty doggone sustainable for a long, 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 long time. And out of those seeds, they can still become, it could progress to an even longer time because they can get seeds from that.
I grew up in eastern Pennsylvania. I used to work for the Amish during summertime.
But see, that's the sustainable I was talking about.
That's the way of life that's proven all over the world.
But these whack-a-moles, they're just plumb out and out. They're psychopaths. They're crazy people.
They want to see this fake shit.
It is crazy. And then you got John Kerry's daughter just came out with this. What did she say? Oh, gosh.
I think mental health issues run in my family.
Yeah, thanks.
That is blatantly obvious.
Okay. Now, she just came out with, I'm duck going it. Let me see if it comes up. Come on, computers. Okay. She was just saying basically that
didn't she say that at the World Economic Forum?
Yeah, she did say it at the
Davos meeting.
About that they had to get on with the New World Order. Gosh, she is so unattractive. She looks exactly like her dad. Exactly like her dad.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
And, but they have to euthanize billions to get on with their New World Order. That's what.
Oh, yeah.
That's basically what she has said. And it's like, and if you notice, I mean, a lot of these people are so unattractive. It's like, yeah, you can only get your cousin to mate with you.
Yeah, you would think with all that money they embezzled in laundered, they'd have better plastic surgeons.
You know, you would think, okay. I'm going to use Chelsea Clinton for that one. You know, because Warren Hubble.
I know what that one's spirit that animal is.
wasn't her dad's name? Her dad's last name is Hubble.
He's not Billy Boy.
Yeah.
I think he was one of Billy Boy's business partners.
Hubble.
But he was governor.
Let's see. I think his first name was Warren.
I believe so.
Let's see.
Just look up conspiracy theory. Hillary Clinton's real father. That's usually what the truth
okay.
is.
Okay, but because I mean, she's the spitting image of him, and she looks identical to her half sister too.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Warren Hubble and or Webb Hubble, excuse me, Webb Hubble.
That's it.
She looks exactly like her daddy. And she has had plastic surgery to try and get rid of her homeliness, and it did not help at all.
Yeah, no,
oh, my goodness gracious. If you're going to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to have your face reconstructed in any way, my goodness gracious, you better get your money to work.
What was he looking at when he watched it? Shrek?
Oh my gosh. He must have put a bag over Hillary's face. Because, oh my gosh, from day one, Hillary Clinton is so
unattractive.
Yeah, I'm going to get Arkansas-ed. But these people are so unattractive, and their hearts are so blackened that it just makes them more unattractive. It's like crazy. You have, if you put a side by side picture of Webb Hubble and Chelsea Clinton, they're identical. They're clones. Mm-hmm. And she's a clone of her sister. They look exactly alike. And then to try and pass her off as Bill Clinton's daughter, Bill Clinton, to my knowledge, only had one child, a male, and he was half black.
Well, imagine he's got a few more out there.
You
of course, that's probably why Hillary pulls for abortion all the time.
And, but I believe that he got Arkansas-ed too.
No, I think he just knows his place now, and he's doing what the hell he's told.
I believe that he's dead. Let's see.
Yeah, I believe he's walking death because he looks like it. My God, that man looks rough. But that's when you know what happens when you sell your soul and marry Satan, i.e. Hillary Clinton. But while Eva's doing her research, if you would like to call in and talk to us tonight, you can dial 319-527-6092 and press 1. Back to our regularly scheduled program.
Oh, my goodness.
Goodness ain't got nothing to do with it. Not anymore. It should, but it doesn't.
I don't know. We're going down in flames up here, especially with the conservative push right now from down. Like,
now we
reason,
have to explain.
For some
Hope.
Reason.
Hope, we
huh?
have to explain. When you say conservative, you mean the liberal equal to the American equal to a liberal.
Yes. Oh, please understand, anybody listening, just because it says conservative, it's not what it means up here in Canada. Pierre is full on with the agendas, the Paris Accord, the immigration. He wanted faster vaccines. Do yourselves a favor and look up his voting record. Just go and look for yourselves and then tell me that you're still going to support this man. He was silent during COVID. If you can show me where he stood with Canadians against mandates, masks, firing of the nurses, anything, where he stood up and said, no, this is not right. We cannot do this. Don't do this. And he stood with Canadians when they said they didn't want mandates, which are against the law in Canada. We have informed consent law. His wife told people to stay the F home. And she was full in her little statement there. And it says that you can be charged if you don't. They were in full support of all of this. And this is the man that they are going to promote as a conservative in Canada. They don't know. It's just the label they're going. It's like I get labeled being a liberal because I'm from Canada.
These days, it's just a label here, too, anymore.
Yeah. We need to be really careful of what we are pushing. The label doesn't matter anymore. It can't be a label win. It can't be just because it's a conservative. They're not pushing conservative values. Progressive conservatives. That's what they are. It was in the name.
It's always in the wording. It's always in the name.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. And then it split the vote. And then we have the People's Party of Canada up here, Max, and he stood with Canadians. I mean, he has a little bit of a back history. If people care to look, there was an incident while he was in office. I mean, you can't hide that from people, but he's addressed it many times. So if you're going to vote into the system and you say you care about Canada, Canada first, Canadians, your children, the country, setting limits on immigration and stuff, and if that man's true to his word as he has been, then that's the man you vote for. It's the People's Party of Canada. But you have to understand, and I mean, he has come out and addressed all the issues. He attended a WEF meeting when he was an MP up here, but he's addressed that many times. And then you have Pierre, whose campaign manager is on the WF website still to this day. Pierre was taken off in 2021. You can look up a website called beyondthenarrative.ca and it'll tell you who was there and who was not there. I mean, you really, it's why I try to stay out when you guys talk about politics down there too much. Like, I'll ask some questions, but I try not to give an opinion because I just don't know. I don't exactly know, other than Biden should not be in office, and that's just the way it is. But the madness is happening everywhere, and they're pushing all the wrong people. And I don't understand how people's words aren't matching anymore. What you say you want and what you're pushing and what you're voting for and what you're still supporting, it's not matching at all, because if it did, Max and the People's Party of Canada would be way ahead.
Well, see, that's the thing with me. I don't, with anybody, and I mean anyone that works in any branch of government these days, words mean nothing anymore.
Mm.
Your actions are going to show us exactly what you truly mean.
Well, 100%.
Have to ask him if he's going to take that oath. Because the oath in Canada and the Privy Council and the Treasury Board, the way Canada is run, is an issue. It's not
well,
an issue system up here.
Still governed by the Crown.
But,
oh, yeah.
But,
oh, yeah. Canadians really need to take a deep dive into our system. And, like that, the oath to keep and hold all secrets of the Crown and to be a faithful servant to the Crown.
But it's denounce like that everywhere. Hope is like that everywhere because, we have bait and switch candidates all the time. Our most recent was Mike Johnson. You know, he's a POS, and he didn't follow through on any of his promises, promise.
I've been keeping an eye on Mike Johnson. I can't fault him because
no matter what, Brian, he has lied to us. Once you lie to we the people, you cannot be trusted, period. And
he's got to do what he's got to do. Because
it's
not going to matter who we have as head of Congress because the Senate's never going to pass any damn conservative Congress bill.
Okay, Brian, don't
yell at me that way.
We've got to
replace
somebody
in the Senate.
When
if we get Mike Johnson out of there, then we got to deal with a douchebag like Hakeem Jeffries, which is 100 times worse
than
Johnson.
When he sides with giving more monies to Ukraine and not stopping, which he could have prevented a lot of this stuff at the border, which he did not do. Okay, just because a person goes up there with the Bible and speaks Bible does not necessarily mean that he is a Christian and he is telling the truth. Who else knows the Bible as well as anybody? The devil does.
I know a bunch
okay,
of people
rest
that can quote
case.
The Bible. It's a matter of if you live it or not.
I rest my case right there, Brian, because he has done absolutely nothing for we the people and the United States.
But
and
none of them are going to be
able
to when they know it until we change the Senate. It doesn't matter what bills Congress passes.
Okay.
If the Senate doesn't want it, it's not going to go through.
I was bringing up the point that Hope was, when Hope said, was talking about that guy, okay? And they're all good talkers. I believe they're all good talkers, and then it's a bait and switch thing. They bait you in there, and then they switch on you.
Yeah.
And Mike Johnson, in my eyes, from what I have read and I have seen, is no different than anybody else. And yes, he could have shut down the government and put a lien on these illegals crossing the border, Brian. He could have done that. Did he do that? Absolutely not. It's more money to Ukraine. That's what he did.
I agree.
And it's a doggone shame.
What do you think is going to happen if we get him out of there and you get somebody like Hakeem Jeffries in there? Because right now we hold a very, very slim majority in Congress. If we lose Congress, we might as well just give it all up.
I was just skating fact that he's a PSO, he's a POS.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
all I'm saying.
I agree 100%. But
and
I'd rather have him right there than somebody else. Because nobody else wants to fill that position from the Republican side right now.
That the whole
Tim
system
Jordan
is
would
mess
be the perfect,
everywhere?
In my mind, Jim Jordan would be the perfect choice. But he wants to stay in the committees where he knows he can get the evidence together.
Jim Jordan didn't have the votes.
No.
He didn't have the votes, Brian. That was plain and simple. And why didn't he have the votes? It's because all these rhinos that are against us.
Yep. But now you got to look. A lot of those rhinos are gone. You got guys
gone?
Like Ken Buck. Guys like Ken Buck that voted against him. He's gone. He retired. There's like three or four others that have gone since Laura Trump got in there and started restructuring the RNC. She fired like 60 staff members or every plus all their staff.
I'm not going to get into an argument with you about this, Brian, because I am stating fact as how I have seen it and how it has been. Okay, he has given us a good talk, but has he walked that talk? Absolutely not. He has backpedaled on everything. He could have had the government shut down, and that would have given him leeway. But did he do that? No, he didn't. He has done absolutely nothing for the United States,
and
we
the
people.
And then we get all the money sent to the Ukraine. You want that?
Brian, if he shuts down the government, how's the government gonna send money? They can't.
If he shuts down the government, how many of those people do you think are gonna have him as a vote of no confidence and removed from that position?
You know what? Does he have it now? Absolutely
Marjorie
not.
Marjorie Taylor Greene's already got the papers and worked.
He doesn't have it now, Brian. So that's what I'm saying. I call it as I see it. And let's go back to Canada. And Hope, you're absolutely right. It's so sad that all these people talk the good talk, but they don't walk that talk.
Yep.
You know, as far as, you said that you don't know much about our people in office except for Biden. But you know what? We're pretty much clones, Canada and the United States. You know, you have garbage people in office. We have garbage people in office. Are they lying to you?
No, I just follow it. Oh, they are. Yeah, no, I follow it. I just try not to have voice too much, like my opinion too much, because honestly, what affects us, what happens down there, obvious, but I don't feel I have the right to say that because, it causes some risk when you do. But yeah, we have nasty people in office all over the place, and that's what I don't understand is why are we still voting into these systems? Especially up here, especially in Canada right now, when it's all come out that we're living an illusion. Canada is a sole illusion. They have no right to govern up here. If you go through all the documents, people really need to start to educate themselves about the system and the oath that any PM takes, no matter who is voted in right now, he is going to take that oath, and Privy Council members will be picked, and the government will run the same. So can anybody that gets in really make change, denounce the oath, and give it to Canadians and countries, and show the people that you want to actually work for them. And then the people that say they want that, you have to support them fully. That's it. There's no other candidate. And that's the way possibly you can fix Canada. It's the only way. It's the only way you're going to be able to do anything about it up here. But...
And,
I have a funny feeling that people are just going to stick to the Conservatives and round we go, and you might as well kiss Canada goodbye.
But, you know, and I feel that same way with the United States, because, you know, people in office do take an oath too, and they're not standing by we the people of the United States. They're standing by people in other countries that are coming over here. Come over here, we'll take care of you. It is so doggone sad. We don't have the money to take care of our veterans and the homeless, but we have money to take care of all these illegals who are coming over here disease-ridden and passing their diseases onto us.
Well, I know. I think that's one of the most hilarious things I see on Twitter is, oh, you anti-vaxxers. Okay, well, where are you down at the border making sure that all those people have the 10 shots that the CDC says you need now? Should they not be allowed running through your country if they're so scared about coronavirus? They need 10 shots.
Thank you so much.
That's what the CDC says. Yeah.
Does it make any sense? Absolutely not. It's just another way. I look at it this way. It's just another way that they are doing away with us. How easy to bring over all these people infected and they pass on their diseases to us and those diseases kill us. One less body for them to be concerned about, you know, killing.
Well, they're not. And isn't there, like, yeah. And then the children, and then that are being just shipped over without parents and then lost in your system down there.
Oh, well, you're
it's more than just... And you're just going to allow this free for all at the border because why? Like, what is the reason that you're allowing it to happen? Diversity?
It's pure evil. We know what is happening to the children.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah, I know. I guess I'm just to a point now where I don't know how much more needs to be shown before people actually, are we just going to go with it? Is that what we're doing? We're just going to, you know, talk and talk and then slowly and slowly and slowly and then just bend when they decide to break it off? Or they got to blow up a billion people before we stand up?
Well, hopefully, you know, by us doing these shows and stuff, it opens some eyes of people who have been blinded. You know,
and it's hard not to get frustrated and sound so upset, you know, and get into a good heated back and forth sometimes. But that's the way it is if you're going to have a regular conversation with somebody at times. You know, you're going to get into a back and forth about it, but you have to be able to get through it and understand that everybody just wants to get to the same place. And everybody feels there's so much happened that you don't know if you're supposed to say, okay, let's just let this slide and then we'll work with them here and then maybe we can get this done here. But then it always seems like there's backbiting. No matter what, there's always a backbite. Oh, we can't do this. We're going to do this for these people, and we'll get you next time. Oh, but we promise we're going to do this now. Oh, sorry, something came up. You know, there's a crisis over here now. We can't help you Americans or Canadians or, you know, we can't help our own countrymen. We got to help these people. But we're going to ship all these people over, men. We're going to ship all the men over and leave the women and children over in all the crap. Amazes me is it's men coming over, grown men with the women and kids. They left them behind because of crisis. What? You're not going to save your family? You're going to let into the country. And then bust them and ship them all through your whole entire country.
Wow.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
are they seeking asylum because of political reasons?
No, no,
well, don't
no
come
vaccination.
Here.
No,
don't come here to the United
whatever
States.
They're bringing in with them, carrying all
don't
kinds
come
of
here.
Crap on their bodies. You know they are.
Don't come here to the United States if you're seeking political
asylum.
I don't
understand why. Isn't everyone like watching a movie? It's like watching a car accident in slow motion.
Right. No, you're right. But I do want to clarify something for the listeners. You know, Brian and I may disagree.
Especially when you look at the kids running around. They have no clue. They're just out living their best lives, and it's all crashing around us.
Right. Exactly.
What are you going to say to your kids when they say, why didn't you do anything? Why didn't you stand up 2 years ago? Why did I get the vaccine? Why didn't you tell me, no, I can't go into that hockey school? Why didn't you say, no, I can't go to that school? Why did you let me take that mRNA shot that was EUA issued and never approved for use in humans before COVID-19? Ever.
Right.
And you as a parent had a duty not to let your child be infected. That's on you. I'm sorry, but you got to face some hard facts here. This is going to hurt. No matter if they break it or we break it, it's going to flip and hurt. And you've got to be able to take those hits. Because the only way through this is honesty of self and of the people that you're asking to lead you through it.
Just like those HPV shots, okay?
It's a hard truth that people have to face now. You can't be anymore. Too much is known.
100%. But I do want to...
There's all reports of a bioweapon and the gain of function and the DOD being involved. It's all out there. You just have to look for it. I mean, go through your Twitter feed. It's all there. People are recording it now. So, why is any of it continuing? Why are still people being injected with these things? Why isn't it stopping? Why can't it? What is it? What is it that is making it that it can't stop? Who is it? Who controls it all? Who is the one person that says, no, this has to continue? And it's mRNA for everything, cancer, flu shot, sickle cell anemia, they're doing gene editing. They've done it. They've changed the person's DNA. They've already done it. There's a little cut, splice, and paste, but everything's fine. Don't worry about it. It's all okay. And the kids, what are the kids? And how many kids have had boosters? And 4 or 5 shots. I just don't understand how this was allowed to happen. How they got the kids. I guess it's my
complacency.
Question. Stand for gas prices and carbon taxes and everything else, but nobody stood for the kids. Nobody stood firm for the kids. And said, no, you can't put it in our children. Yes, you can't.
You have the propaganda machine, the television set, who is spoon-feeding lies to the people that watch that crap, you know. But I do want to clarify to the listeners, you know, although Brian and I may disagree on things, we love each other, we respect each other, and he's entitled to his opinion, and I definitely am entitled to my opinion. So, Brian, I do love you. And
love you too, big sister.
I just wanted to make that perfectly clear to the listeners, because they may have thought, oh my gosh, ooh, excitement, they're fighting, you know. But Brian can say his piece, I can say my piece. And we will still walk away, you know, give each other a hug, kiss on the cheek, and he'll be my brother, and I'll be his sister to the bitter end. Hope dropped. Her phone was, I don't know, it was sounding kind of
I tried to tell her it was breaking up real bad.
Okay. Okay. I thought it was just kind of, I thought it was me there for a second.
No.
But, okay. So, you know, I cannot, there she is. I cannot, I couldn't find anything,
hello?
On,
we got you.
On Bill Clinton's son, Brian, because I'm getting mixed reviews. Some links say that he's dead, and some links says that he's not. And so I don't know. But your phone, Hope, your phone was sounded a little funky there.
I heard, I lost you guys completely. I thought I was just talking into the wind, and then I got booted out. Like, I didn't hang up. I got thrown right out. So thank you to our presenter agencies for visiting. Hello. They just want to
there
shut
you
me
go.
Up. Did somebody shut her up? Yeah. You know, I went on a rant. I apologize for, I don't know, how much of it did you hear?
I heard it all because I tried to butt in.
Yeah, no, I wasn't hearing anything. Sorry, I just went, I was on a roll there. I don't know. But, yeah, no, they just booted me right off.
No, Hope, you're absolutely right. But this is where, and I empathize with everything that you've said, because it is, there's so many questions that could be thrown at us, like, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? And I was using that HPV for an example, okay?
Yeah.
HPV, women have had cervical cancer forever, okay?
Yeah.
Forever, since the creation of the woohoo. So we have had cervical cancer, and then they get on this bandwagon. Why? Because, huh?
What did you call that?
A woohoo.
Okay, I'm going to write that down in my book name because I don't want to forget that one.
Okay, vagina. But you know, we've had cervical cancer, you know, since the beginning of time, and then all of a sudden, bada bing, bada boom, they're selling us this HPV vaccine for the virus. You know, come to find out that this does not prevent cervical cancer, okay? But it does can cause sterilization. So these are things that's going to be a good show too. Hope we remind me of that. Is that, you know, they want to reduce the population. So what a perfect way to do it is get these, because they got to pull on the heartstrings of parents. Okay. It could be your daughter that is getting cervical cancer. So you got to get this vaccination. Then they bring the boys into it. And get your son vaccinated against HPV, even though he doesn't have a service. You know, so that makes perfect sense to me.
No, my son didn't get it. No. I said no.
But it's like, oh, my goodness, people. Are you listening to... you know, listening to sorry, I got a text message, so I was reading it.
Supposed to turn your notifications off.
Sure. Hey, If you want to distract Eva with shiny shoes, send her a text message while she's doing her show.
To be honest, that was me.
Yeah, you know, it is just so now they got the little boys scared to death of this HPV2 because now they have to get vaccinated because they're causing, you know, cervical cancer in the girls because that's how biology 101 works. And it's pure insanity. Pure insanity. It's just crazy.
Just step outside, look around. What around you? It looks normal.
But what a perfect way, though. You know, you pull on the heartstrings of these adults because kids are involved. And
yep.
Just like, you know, the Sandy Hoax crap in Connecticut. And people buy into it. Why? Because you're bringing kids into the mix. It's like, what about the children?
Their target is always kids, no matter what they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's you know,
it's
similar.
Like, look, I took notice. Liberal author Stephen King. How he complains about Trump and all the conservatives, but yet almost every novel that man has ever written has been geared towards killing children.
That's right.
Right. Right. These are the things that people don't think of. You gotta look. Okay, I used to tell people this all the time. Take yourself out of the picture. Okay, now place the picture on the ground and then look at the picture. Look at every detail in that picture. And mm-hmm. What do you see? If you do that, you can see the big picture. And you brought that Stephen King, perfect example. And do you not... Don't you see that there's something wrong with that picture?
We obviously do, or we wouldn't be here.
Right. But that's why we're here to let other people
see that picture.
Perfect example, though.
100%.
And I never, ever, because I don't really give Stephen King, you know, a second thought. But yeah, perfect example. Great analogy there, Brian.
Yeah.
That just hit me the other day. I was sitting there thumbing through Obama's favorite Netflix of all, and I see all these Stephen King movies, and you look at Silver Bullet geared towards a werewolf killing a kid in a wheelchair.
Right.
You look at even The Gunslinger, geared towards kidnapping a kid and taking them to a different world and having them fight their battles. And then you have Matthew McConaughey, who is the guy that portrays Satan trying to destroy our world. It doesn't get any more obvious than that.
In people, you know, this is called predictive programming, and life does truly imitate art.
And that being said, with all the way he gears his novels, I'm kind of curious now how many times he's visited Mr. Epstein's Island.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Countless. Countless times.
He's a freaking flyer like Stephen Hawking.
Oh, most likely. This is bizarre. You know, this is totally, completely bizarre. You have pedophile who is, I don't know if I've ever called him PB. referred to him as the POTUS.
Oh, Pedo Pete.
Except for in a meme, you know. But Biden, my gosh, people. This is beyond freaky geeky, you know. This is oh my goodness gracious.
What?
We have a pedophile, known pedophile in office that is making laws against us. And then who schmoozes around with them?
That's leader of the free world.
You know, well, it's not so free anymore. You know, this is, it's like, my gosh, if he got 81 million votes, my ass.
He was installed like a cheap toilet.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. Every time I look at that guy and I see him try to smile on stage or in front of the camera, if you've ever watched that movie Poltergeist, he reminds me of that creepy old dude.
Ooh, you know, very, very similar.
Yeah.
But which one? I mean, because there's like six Bidens, and and. So,
you know,
so
with all the animatronic videos and stuff I see coming out of Japan and places like that, it's getting less harder and harder to believe.
You know, that's pretty doggone scary because so many, there are so many lookalikes. There's six that I can think of off of the top of my head, and they're all like, I see all six of them in a picture in my mind right now, Biden's, and I really wish that I had a MacBook because Mac can do that facial recognition.
Yeah, that's one thing I've noticed about them. They just can't seem to get those earlobes right.
Right. Well, look at John Fetterman too. His whole face changed.
Yeah, that's not good. No.
That
the way he's been talking, he's been making sense lately. It makes sense because of his therapist. I'm sorry, but if that therapist did that for John Fetterman, that therapist needs to treat the whole DNC.
It is crazy. So we have... There is no ifs, ands, or buts because the DOJ confirmed it, that Ashley Biden's diary is 100% hers, accurate. And well, we knew that years ago when they first of all were trying to punch James O'Keefe around. From Project Veritas.
Well, we know that, but when the opposition's own people say it, then, well.
Yes, yeah. You know, so, and Hunter Biden's, they would not put this much effort into keeping it hush-hush if it weren't true.
Well, let's see, the good thing about that laptop was that proved the depth and the level of the suppression in all of these social media platforms.
My goodness, they did. They no holds bar. They wanted to protect that at all costs. All costs. And
Katie said
they
came in the milk wet dry.
And it, you know, here he allegedly gets 81 million votes. I doubt if he even got a million votes, to be honest.
Yeah, off of Kinko's photocopier.
So he gets 81 million votes, and he's already installed, and they're still trying to protect and keep hush-hush this laptop. And so at that time, I mean, put common sense will tell you, okay, if they went to those extremes, even after the fact that, you know, Biden has been installed, then they knew that, or they thought that we would uninstall Biden. That's the reason why they tried to keep it hush-hush. Now that he's been in there, what, 3 years, they're all letting it out in the open because it's like, people are so lackadaisical, they're not going to give a hoot about him being in office, you know, although he's a pedophile. And his son is a cokehead. And yes, Hope, oh my gosh. Okay, when you posted that thing with the white lines, I didn't read anything. All I did was see them shoveling those white lines. And the first thing I thought of was Hunter Biden. Is Hunter coming to Canada for a visit?
Looks like his graduation party.
Yeah. What was my thing? It was about the government. Everyone in government aspires for the white lines, not the red carpet. For the white carpet, not the red carpet. I think that was my thing. That was so Biden-ish, and
the comment was about Hunter. The way
I'm kind of curious how many times I found a little white baggie on Air Force One or someplace like that and didn't say anything.
And that's another thing, people like us, we will bring up the baggie incident in the White House, but it's like those mofos, they got away with it again, and you cannot tell me. I've been keeping a close eye on that thing. Kamala Harris. Okay.
Yeah.
She is doing freaking drugs, man. She is a doper. You cannot convince me otherwise.
I'm not seeing anything on that hill right now, but there's it.
Her whole mannerism. Everything about her says drugs.
Oh,
and
sure.
I'm going to rename her Brooke because all she does is babble. And I promise you, she is one ditzy person. Talk about words.
I have to disagree there, Evie. You have to have at least a few brain cells to be ditzy.
Oh my gosh.
You can shine a light in that woman's ear and see it on the other side.
Most definitely.
But they all speak the same language, Bidenese.
Bidenese, they do. They speak Bidenese. Bidenese, and
man, I want to know how that woman got where she is. She couldn't have.
Because she's a whore.
She couldn't have done that much of what they say she did to get where she was.
She is a whore.
That might be why she talks the way she does.
I mean, even Willie Brown. You know, without calling her a whore, called her a whore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bought her friggin' Mercedes Benz and jewelry and stuff like that while he's married, and his wife on one arm, Kamala Harris on the other arm, and I tell you, and she slept with, there have been ample people, you know, Montel Williams, but is he really significant? Newsom, Gavin
Newsom.
Well,
he was back in the days with Jerry Springer and Maury Povich.
You know, they slept together, too. They're all, I tell you,
hilarious thing is I know a couple of people that were actually on the Montel Williams show.
A vote for Democrats and Republicans alike is a vote for every indecency known to mankind, period. And it is, they're just so nasty and so evil. And that's another thing, because they slap it in our face all the time. You know, it's proof positive that since they're trying to convict, and this is another thing. Oh, my gosh. Okay, the woman that found Ashley Biden's diary, she could have kept hush-hush about it and stuff like that. Now that the DOJ wants to convict her and put her in jail for, 10 months, I think it is, and it's like, okay, this is just another thing that they're like, nanner, nanner, nanner. They're just waving in our faces and thinking that they've gotten away with it, because they're going to throw this woman in jail. And what happened to finders, keepers, losers, weepers?
Right.
You know, possession is 9/10 of the law. And it is just, it's insanity, I tell you. You know,
well,
so,
ladies, we have about 10 minutes left in the show, and we have two callers. One that wants to speak and one that just wants to listen. I do believe this is our friend, Mr. Mike from Singapore.
Yes. Mr.
Good evening,
Brian.
Man. How you doing?
Pretty good. Hi, how are you to both of you indeed? You know, I wanted to just update you in the Middle East crisis that has happened. You know, we know that Israel neither denies, neither accepts responsibility for the attack on, embassy of Islamic Republic of Iran. But remember, that, you see, there was a big building. It's called Islamic Republic of Iran. But the next building to it, it wasn't say that. It was another building next to it that they targeted. So that wasn't part of the Ayatollah's embassy. So therefore, you know, nothing bad has happened. Just, you know, there were three generals died, which they were responsible for killing, mass killing of the Iranian inside Iran when the Woman Life Freedom Movement went on. And so actually they did not attack any part of the Ayatollah's embassy at all. That building is standing very good next to it, but because of F-35 are precise, and you know they have a good missile, and they exactly put it at the right right part of that second building, attached to the Iranian Ayatollah's embassy in Syria. Therefore, that we have to differentiate that. And I know they can say there was a sign only. The sign was kind of big and little bit covered the other building too, kind of. But that building was belonged to operationals, and that building belonged to, you know, deciding what they have to do against Israel and United States and et cetera too. So therefore, really there was no harm has done, but Ayatollahs are pretexting this matter to blackmail Israel that, yes, we are going to attack Israel. And as a result, Israeli citizens right now, we saw that they have had pretty much went to whole supermarkets in Israel, and pretty much everything is empty right now. But we know that Israel has a good locations, like they have a bunkers for every citizens of their country. They have, their civil defense are very good, and so Iran will attack Israel. There is no question about it. It's end of Ramadan is Tuesday, I think. Tuesday, after the eclipse of the sun. So basically, what will happen here? They are going to attack with the Shahid, drones and missiles, very supersonic missiles that they have. It can go within 6 minutes, target Israel. But at the same time, Israel has taken all their F-16, basically their wings off, and put them into a big trucks of, and moved them to a secret locations as we speak. I mean, it was last night. So, and we know that due to BTR issues, many people did not have shows for almost a week now. So, whether that earthquake in Taiwan was maybe some part of it, but we know that there are lots of events going to happen. So in case if we don't have any kind of communication for a while, so we know ahead of time, but we try to give you as much as possible. So I know we have only 3-4 minutes. So go ahead, please.
Thank you for sharing that. I've been keeping an eye out on the military air traffic. I have a app that's called Flight Radar 24, and it allows me and affords me to keep an eye on pretty much most of the world.
Exactly.
And I see what you're talking about. There's been quite a bit of air traffic around Iran, and I've been seeing State Department jets flying back and forth in between Baghdad and Lebanon.
Wow.
So Mike, are you safe where you are? Are you prepared? Like, are you going to be okay through this if communication goes down and you're out for a little bit? Like, do we need to be worried?
That's why, especially with the eclipse, they keep saying that there will be some kind of event may happen that we may not have for 3 days of darkness.
That seems like a mass EMP event to me.
Yeah, right. This is going to be biblical, or is this going to be man-made? Because, as I had mentioned earlier, people are, the left hand or the right hand is showing the eclipse, and everybody's scared and stuff like that. And they better get right with God. And then the left hand.
I think one is going to bring the other.
Well, they're going to. I think it's all. Lumped into one. Yeah, because nobody's bothering to, like I had mentioned earlier, nobody's bothering to see watch what the left hand is doing, where they are, the NATO and Ukraine. So they are doing things that were not. Well, we're not paying attention because we're scared to death of the eclipse. And, like I said, you better be right with God. That's all I got to say, period, as far as the eclipse goes.
We have 1 minute left in our show. And tomorrow night, we're going to have an eclipse show, if y'all will join us, please. And, Mike, if you are able to, please join us.
Yes, yes, I do my best. Okay, okay. Until tomorrow. Peace.
Be safe, Michael. You too, Mike. Thank you.
Thank you.
Be safe.
You too, everybody. Bye-bye.
Tomorrow is going to be an interesting day.
Yes, it will be. Yep. We'll see if we're all here tomorrow night. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Amen, Batgirl.
The eclipse show.
Yeah. Yeah. Send the signal.
Y'all have a good night and God bless.
Night, everybody. Be kind humans.
Night.
Have a beautiful tomorrow. God bless you.